Greetings, fellow audio boomerians. It's Gwent Leanne here with you on Friday, the 6th of February, to answer the February challenge. How does technology impact your life currently, and do you see that changing in the future, say within 15 to 20 years' time? Well, technology has a pretty significant impact on my life, I would say, because I am a blind person, and therefore the technology that I have allows me to be on a fairly equal playing field with my sighted counterparts. It allows me to interact on the same level as my non-disabled peers. I have a screen reader on my laptop, which will announce the text of the screen to me. And so that will allow me to surf the web and check emails, read and write documents, play games, and pretty much do anything that anybody else can do aside from working with pictures and graphics and things of that nature. So, I pay my bills online, I do some of my shopping online now, which I must tell you is a very liberating experience, because it means that I don't have to go out to a store and deal with potentially crabby customer service people who might not either have the time or the inclination to help me. Having said that, I do like to get out and actually shop at a physical supermarket or department store. That's my preferred method of shopping. But as a blind person, I do need assistance to find the products that I'm looking for, and not everyone has the time or the wish to be helpful. And that's why I've had to start buying my groceries online. I just got an iPhone at Christmas, and that is even more helpful, because there are so many apps that one can get for the iPhone that can assist with daily living. For example, there are color identifying apps. There are light detectors, which would allow me to determine if there's a light on in my room. Or I suppose they might allow me to check how many lights are on my modem, if I'm having a technical issue or something. I'm not sure if those apps would actually allow me to be that clear cut or not. I've never played around with that, but it's a possibility. There are apps one can use to scan barcodes on products to figure out what those products are. Now, that I have not yet been able to figure out, because I'm not very good at pointing my iPhone's camera yet. I'm always pointing it at the wrong things, so I think what I'm going to do is ask for a bit of sighted assistance in that regard. Say next time I'm visiting my parents or something, I'll just ask them for a bit of help and they can show me what I'm doing wrong. But the most liberating thing, I think, about owning an iPhone is the fact that there are a number of GPS apps one can get for it, and they really assist with navigation and finding places and figuring out where one is if one is lost. I have only used my GPS a few times, but twice now it's saved my butt. Because one time I got seriously lost thanks to some construction, and another time it actually helped me find a place when I had no clue where I was going. So I'm very grateful for that. And of course, without technology, I wouldn't be able to interact here on Audio Boom, and I'd be missing out on a lot. Oh my gosh, I can't imagine my life without Audio Boom. That's scary, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Anyway, as to how things will change in the future, well, my dearest wish in that regard is that one day we will have self-driving cars that blind people will be allowed to own. And if electronics continue to advance and improve, And if parts are able to be produced at a reasonable price, then perhaps one day that ambition will be achieved in my lifetime. But I do have a major concern about the future, I must say. In this society, we are already glued most of the time to our smartphones and tablets, it seems to me. We spend more time attached to our screens than actually engaging in face-to-face interaction with people. Now, I know that's not true for all of us. I'm just speaking in generalities here. So I'm quite worried, I must confess, that if this keeps up, the future could actually be very isolating for those of us who really cherish that social interchange, that personal interaction, because we might not get it as much as we should. I mean, the world that we live in is already isolating enough, really. Now, I must confess, I'm not really a social person. I don't go out to parties. I don't go on pub crawls. You know, I really don't care for things like that. But at the same time, nothing is as uplifting and heartwarming for me as real-time interaction with like-minded people. I would greatly miss that fellowship if it did not exist in my life. And so I can't help but wonder what's going to happen in the future if we continue to turn all our attention to our devices. The problem's plain to see. Too much technology. Machines to save our lives. Machines dehumanize.